I'm here in Three Bridges, and Carolyn, I'm here with Carolyn, part of the WordFest committee. Carolyn, what are we doing here in Three Bridges this afternoon?
We're unveiling a plaque to, in his time, extremely famous author, Richard Marsh, who wrote over 70 works of horror, crime, and what we would call penny dreadfuls. But he wrote many of those in about 15 years that he lived in this house in New Street in Three Bridges.
Yeah, I only discovered him recently through another event that was kind of going on. He was quite popular in his day, wasn't he? He kind of outsold Dracula by quite a number, didn't he? So
yes, he was. I suspect he was the stuff that you read on the train on the way into London with the early commuters, that kind of genre.
Yeah. So who have we had here today? Who's unveiled the plaque for us?
Well, we have had the Mayor and of Crawley, and local author, well, Brighton-based thriller author Julia Crouch, who is playing a major part in WordFest this year, and she's kindly come along to unveil the plaque.
Excellent. So did I overhear you just now saying there's more blue plaques in the pipeline? Has Crawley got more famous people that have remained in the background? I was going to say no one's ever heard of, but that sounds a bit kind of cruel. But
well, we do. Well, the next one, a lot of people in Crawley will have heard of, which is Jim Pitts, who is a local blues musician. He toured with Eric Clapton. He had hits. He's, he was featured on Top of the Pops quite recently, actually. Found a member of Brett Marvin and the Thunderbolts. So there's a charity gig to raise money for his plaque. That will be coming up very shortly, and then after that we have a heroine of World War One that we're just trying to verify, but she got the Croix de Guerre for standing up to the Germans, so we thought that was quite timely.
I'm with the Mayor of Crawley, who's just unveiled the Richard Marsh plaque. Can you tell me any more about it?
Well, blue plaques are a wonderful thing to have because it's part of our living history. People see them and may not know who the person was, but may be persuaded to find out a little bit more about them. It's, as I say, these plaques are very much living history, and I hope that we'll be able to have more and more in the town, because Crawley has got a great history, and we need to celebrate that history as we go forward through the 21st century.
No, definitely, it's excellent. I mean, I'd only discovered Richard recently through an event that was on at the library, and quite interested to sort of hear that he was kind of more popular than sort of Bram Stoker in
his
day.
Yes, and, I found that out as well.
If only one of his books had been made into a film, it might be a completely different story.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
There might be a film director out there, maybe a film director who's living in Crawley at the present moment, or a budding film director who reads the book, thinks, oh, that'll make a great film, and you never know. You never know what's going to happen in the future. That's the beauty of life, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, cheers.
Thank
you.
My pleasure.
Fantastic. That's a nice picture. After three, all say whiskey. One, two, three.
Whiskey.
And one that way. One, two, three.
Whiskey.
Brilliant.